And now we're going to talk with Darren Fagan. Darren is one of the partners of the Irish Pub concept and a business developer for the Irish Pub Company. And so he works more on the manufacturing side and developing and designing these pubs.
Initially, we work with clients to take the ideas that they have and develop an Irish pub that's very unique to them. One thing that we try to ensure, we do ensure, is that each pub is designed very individual for that location, is very unique, and we never repeat the same design twice. And that's one of the characters of Irish pubs in Ireland and something we stay true to. So once we develop the design, we have a good story attached to that design and a good hook to that design. Our focus then is to manufacture it. And that's a very complex part of the whole project. So we get the nice, the fluffy part out of the way, which is the design. That's the exciting part. But then we get down to the details and actually breaking it down, figuring out all of the ways to ship it across to wherever destination it's going to go to. And ensuring that it gets put together in the right way, right manner, and certainly on time, budget, and quality. That's the three key parts to what we do on the build part.
And so the pubs are still made in Ireland today.
Yes, they are. It's fascinating that it still is, but we were able to do this across every corner of the world from such a small country. But the reality is, not just in the millwork, but in light fixtures, glass, signage, the bric-a-brac, everything that, constitutes the interior of an Irish pub. Those industries were developed many, many years ago. So even before Irish pubs were exported all over the world, they existed in Ireland, and extremely talented people have been doing it for such a long time. So finding them wasn't that difficult. The part was how to bring them all together and figure out ways then to take that once it's all put together in Ireland and then shipping it across. But the talent pool in Ireland is phenomenal.
What did you learn from that process of trying to create this new thing differently each time with a set of people with lots of different skills, all thousands, tens of thousands of miles away from where it's actually going to be used?
Initially, when the concept started, everybody was very intrigued by this idea because there wasn't a lot of examples of it around the world. So we had a lot of license on how we were going to do this, but they were all very true to Irish culture. As we worked through the years and we went into different countries, it came less about the romantic connection to Ireland, very much about real business. And we were able to learn those very quickly and introduce those things into our designs, particularly in the U.S., where it's less about a drinking culture, more about a dining culture. So we had to facilitate that because a lot of the furniture that was manufactured, say, in the mid to late 90s would be very much designed around drinking customers. So there'd be smaller tables where everybody could huddle around, but that didn't facilitate dining customers very well. So that sounds like a very simple thing, but you had to now suddenly redesign your catalog of furniture to suit a different market.